You are now listening to the Soul Trader podcast, music, creativity, and other plans, with your hosts, Simon James Betts and Corey Stewart.
We are here again. We're back, baby.
Seems kind of weird.
Yeah, just a little.
It has been a while. It has.
Yeah.
It has been 7 months. I think we finished the end of March.
March.
And it's just after the end of December, start of January.
Well, yeah, I suppose it's nine months. Isn't
9 months, sorry.
9 months, there's 3 weeks, Simon, 17 days.
Simon, there's not 10 months in a year. The year has not moved to the metric system.
No, that's right. Oh, dear.
And I'm the one that's good at maths.
Apparently.
Well, yes, all evidence to the contrary. Anyway, yes.
Welcome, one and all.
So this is technically season three.
Season two was quite a short one, wasn't it?
It was a
seasonette.
So the question is, where to start?
Well, I suppose from the beginning.
Well, yes. There was darkness. And then came the Soul Trader podcast.
That's right. I suppose it depends on whether you go for creationism or whether you go for something that is not
part of
the creation story from whichever religion you aspire to practice. Well, I suppose what we could do is sort of outline events that happened after the second season finished, because there was a reason why we had to finish the second season early, and I suppose everything that was happening between then and now would probably be a good thing to talk about.
I was going to say it may not have been a good reason, but it was a reason nonetheless.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, it wasn't because we were slack.
No.
You know, it's not like we just decided that, you know, this podcast thing was bullshit and maybe we should just,
you know, I'm trying to I'm
watch Netflix and eat tubs of ice cream.
So the base summary is that at the end of we're recording this at the start of 2023. At the end of 2021, Christmas Day in fact, I moved house.
Yes.
From the place where we recorded the early episodes. Mm-hmm. If you go and check out, there'll be some videos from this episode, as there is with most episodes.
Yeah.
In those early episodes, we had the guitar wall. The guitar wall is back.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to move from that house to a temporary house. And I'm trying to think when you moved from your previous house, when you sold, when was that?
That would have been the end of February.
Yep. So I'd moved at Christmas, temporary house. Corey moved at the end of Feb. Start of March. Because I think the Fringe was kind of, it was just after the Fringe.
Yeah.
So basically we finished the Fringe. Fringe ran from end of Feb to start of March. And basically Corey held off moving.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I understand it, that's what happened, wasn't it? You held off moving until after the Fringe had...
Pretty much, yeah.
Bypassed. And then shortly after, we were like kind of both in limbo, I guess, as we were trying to buy houses. And we kind of went, the podcast is just too much on top of all this other junk.
Well, I was at Mum and Dad's for, until very recently. And... it certainly wasn't conducive to do a podcast there, because I had the office and sort of some makeshift studio set up in the shed. You know, we got a big shed out, you know, to the side of the house. And sort of dad was very, very good about giving up his shed space so I could, you know, set, you know, everything up in it and whatever. And I mean, the shed being a big space, very cavernous, and the water pump was sort of out the back. So every time the rainwater was accessed, you'd hear this sound. So you know, it made it impossible to record anything, really. Well, with microphones anyway, you could record directly through headphones and stuff. But yeah, so podcasting was not really sort of high on the priority list then. And I suppose with your place,
it was just a small space. We did a few episodes from the previous house, but it was just, it was more the fact that there was a whole lot of other stuff going on, and you know, we were in kind of limbo a little bit.
Yeah.
What I will say is I will miss our Zoom conversations where it looked like you were about to get run over by four-wheel drive.
Oh, yeah.
Because the way Corey had his desk set up, his dad's four-wheel drive was basically parked behind him.
Yeah.
So when we were Skyping, there was a four-wheel drive in the background,
yeah,
which I always found quite amusing, to be honest.
I think everyone that had Zoom conversations with me found it amusing. Sort of having a backdrop of, you know, the front end of a Pajero behind you is always a good thing. I was thinking of taking a picture of it and sort of having that as a custom Zoom backdrop.
Oh, you should.
So no matter where I am, there's always going to be Dad's Pajero at the back.
You should go back and do that.
Yeah, it could.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
That would work.
but anyway.
Yeah.
We were in that limbo. So we decided that we would both focus on trying to find houses as a big part of it.
Yeah.
So we kind of coming out of the fringe, which obviously went well and was fun to kind of do that. You know, we had started to do a little bit kind of with recording back and forth from our various locations. Podcast ended at the end of March. We're working on recordings. And at the end of April, I got COVID.
Yep.
The first time I ventured out of the house without a mask.
Right.
Which was ironically to see Sean Kirk, who was a guest on Series 1.
Yes.
See him play live, which I hadn't seen before. First time I went out. First time without a mask, got COVID.
Well, that's what happens when you lob yourself in the middle of a, you know, COVID-ridden bastards, basically.
It was actually a pretty quiet night. Wasn't it
at the Wheat Sheaf?
It was at the Wheaty, and it was the quiet. It was very quiet. Obviously, you know,
the great unwashed.
A lot of people were still very kind of careful about going out, I guess.
Yeah.
And basically. I got COVID, and for anybody who's been following along on our mailing list or social media, things like that, would be aware that I'm still kind of recovering from that, and we're January the following year.
Mm.
It has been improving, but yeah, we'll get into that in a minute, I guess. But yeah. Then you got COVID.
Yes.
A little bit later than that, didn't you?
I did. I think it was probably June.
Yep.
Around about June, I got COVID, sort of knocked me on my butt for about 8 days. And then a week and a half later, I got sick again. It was some sort of really bad chest infection that sort of lasted for about a couple of weeks. And that was just even worse. That really knocked me about. I was in bed for about 4 days, didn't get out or anything like that. It was just pretty awful. But I suppose I've also read that that's what happens. You know, you get COVID and then something else will come on afterwards because your immune system is fairly decimated at that point, and then it just sort of walks in through the back door, whatever the sickness is, and just really gives you a wallop. But touch wood, I haven't been crook since, so that's good.
I haven't been crook since either. I've still got,
got the bridge. You haven't been crook since, you're still crook, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and so so when was that? You said June, July?
Yeah, June? About late June or something like that.
Yeah, so late June. And at the end of June, me and my wife had put in a bunch of offers on houses and kept on coming second. And so literally the 30th of June, I think it was, 29th of June, we got accepted for the place we're now recording from. So then that was 30-day settlement, and then I moved in. We talked about this a while ago. I moved in solo because my wife was in Germany seeing her family. It just happened to be.
She planned that very well.
She did. Yeah. I mean, basically what happened was she had a ticket to go to Germany prior to COVID, finally got a chance to use that ticket. She'd booked it. We knew when we put the offer in that if it was accepted and we put in 30 days, it would be when she was away. Mm-hmm. But I thought if we put anything longer than 30 days, we might not get, because 30 days is the shortest, unless you're doing cash,
mm-hmm.
we could do. And so I went, no, we just got to do 30 days and we might miss out again. And in previous ones, we had put like 90 days and stuff like that, 60 days. And I said, we got to stop doing that. We've just got to force the bank to get us the money in time.
Yeah.
And so we got accepted. I moved house, which was challenging, let's say the least. But, yeah, so been settling in and things like that. And, you know, if you look online, you'll see videos of the kind of studio that we're recording from at the moment, which is the smaller of the two. If you look at the YouTube video on the Soul Trader channel.
Mm-hmm.
And then you found a house.
Yes.
I'm going to say around October.
Yes.
Now this is interesting because you found a house when I was in the UK playing. I think was pretty much when that all happened.
Yeah.
You were on the brink of just kind of negotiating.
Yeah.
And yeah. So for those who don't know, there was an opportunity to go to the UK. Corey was still trying to sort the house stuff out. He said, "I'm just want to kind of get this nailed down." And I went, "Well, how about I just go and do it by myself," which I've done before as sole trader. So I kind of went and did that and kind of came back and you'd gone, found a house or got it kind of sorted. And I think you were just waiting for settlement at that point.
That's right.
So that's kind of how it's all kind of, and in between me moving and so after start of July and October, we started doing a bit more recording again.
Yes.
And we were working on things like that. And then obviously, you know, we got to the point where you were looking to move and I'd gone to, well, I was preparing to go overseas. And then when I came back, kind of you moved.
Yeah. So there's a whole series of events, one led after the other, but it was, you know, your event and then my event happened after you and all that sort of stuff. And it's like, okay, well, you know, there will be a time when both of us are sort of settled in that, you know, we'll be able to get into the, you know, get onto the podcasting wagon and you know, basically yell, giddy up, and off we go. Hence why we are here talking to you now.
Yeah.
Very exciting stuff, though. Very exciting stuff.
Well, maybe not the content of the podcast, but the fact that we're doing it, yes.
Oh, I don't know. I think there are some people out there that would find this fascinating.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, maybe mum and dad.
That's right. Like
that kind of thing. My dad's dead, but that's all right. Stepfather. He's probably never listened to a podcast in his life.
He was always a first time.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But, yeah, so it's kind of like a we knew it was going to be a challenging period. That's kind of part of the reason we stopped the podcast. We thought it's going to be interrupted and, you know, there's going to be you know, a bit of a kind of a blurry road ahead until we kind of both move and get settled. And, you know, I guess it was, let's put our efforts and energy into kind of locking that down. as you can hear, my voice kind of gets a bit funny every now and again. I'll just touch back on that briefly. Is obviously we did a little bit of working on recording, but none of it was vocal stuff because my voice was still a bit questionable back, you know, September. And then it has improved greatly. I mean, we mentioned it in the Soul Trader newsletter. If you're not on the Soul Trader newsletter, jump on the website and sign up for that. Coming out bi-monthly. But yeah, my throat has kind of improved a fair bit. I had my chest scan, which was grossly unremarkable,
mm-hmm.
Which was a lung thing, which was good because it means there's no damage, nothing to see here. And then so I went to an ear, nose and throat specialist and he went, your throat looks fantastic, like really good shape. And I'm like, that's really brilliant news, but I still don't know what the problem is. And they actually told me.
So you had the Jane Fonda of throats in good shape. Jane Fonda in her 80s aerobics gear and all that stuff.
It had leg warmers and headband to match.
Oh, yes.
You know.
Fluoro and spandex.
Yeah.
All that sort of stuff. Awesome.
Exactly. But they did say that, you know, they'd had a few singers who were struggling to kind of, you know, hit notes, have the clarity that they had prior to. And basically since those, I noticed that kind of it's just been a very, very slow progression kind of back.
Yeah.
You know, so I went and played in the UK, and in the UK I was really concerned about my voice. Like I thought, I don't know if I'm going to get through this.
Yeah.
I was taking a bit of a risk. But without sounding conceited, my voice has always been the thing that I've kind of focused on being strong.
Yeah.
And I feel like that played to my advantage, where my voice has been so strong that even when it wasn't 100%, it was still, you know, good.
It was still there.
It was still there, and people went, you got a bloody good voice. And it's just still, like, you should hear me when I'm
still
not sick.
Churning out the tunes.
Churning out the bangers.
Yeah.
but yeah, so that was basically kind of that. And then it's as I said, it's been improving. It sounds a little bit questionable at times. It's better when I sing. Mm-hmm. than when I talk, because I probably engage everything a little bit better, and I'm a little bit kind of leaning over a microphone here rather than up nice and tall. And then that leads us kind of, you know, into the end of the year and, you know, Christmas. We were going to look at maybe doing an episode leading into Christmas, but, you know, that time's really busy. You were, you know, getting your place ready. Obviously, mm-hmm. You moved in and did some painting and things like that, and you've just been kind of settling in, and we thought, let's just leave it till the new year once we get over that little hump. And
yeah, here we are. Why not? New year, new you, new podcast, new everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and we're not probably big, you know, I think I put something in the newsletter that said, you know, that the 1st of January is just another day. You know, we're not necessarily big, like, you know, new year, let's change who we are and reinvent ourselves. It's like, well, you can do that any day. You'd have to wait for the first day of the new year, just get on with it.
I do love that psychological sort of feeling of, you know, new year, new you. I mean, I hear that. I mean, that was a real sort of buzz phrase leading up to the end of the year. And I don't think there has been a year that's been so anticipated than 2023 for a long time, I think, because especially, you know, the past couple of years where, you know, New Year's had come around but everyone's in lockdown. It's like, what, so what, you know.
Mm.
But, you know, there's been this real buzz, you know, 2023, yeah, you know, because COVID restrictions all over the world are being lifted and all of that sort of thing, and people are sort of have this sniff of, you know, are things not necessarily going to get back to the way they used to be, but, you know, there is a hint that that's going to be the case.
Yeah.
It's going to be more normal, in inverted commas, than what it was in the past. But I do like that psychological sort of feeling of, you know, January the 1st. Okay. Wipe the slate clean. Off we go. I'm doing pretty well at the moment. You know, a lot of people, like, you know, especially people say, oh, I'm going to stop smoking, you know, by 2 a.m., you know, on January the 2nd, they're off to the servo getting the packet of durries, you know. And off they go again. I haven't done that, but then again, I don't smoke. But yeah, I mean, there is a bit of a psychological sort of thing. I always get a buzz leading up to the end of the year. I used to get really excited about sort of writing down all of my goals and all of my lists of what I'm going to do and all of that sort of stuff. And over the last couple of years, you know, with everything that's happened, you know, in the past, you know, I haven't been very motivated to do that. But this, well, December of last year, leading up to, you know, the start of 23, it's like, you know, I've had that twinge of, oh, you know, maybe I should give it some thought, you know. It's like new year, new house. There's a lot of things that have conspired to, you know, start afresh, I suppose. So really, I should at the very least, you know, have a look at everything that I'm doing and just take stock and, okay, you know, just say, all right, what am I doing? What should I do more of? What should I do less of? And not necessarily, you know, have meticulous goals that I can't reach, but just have a series of, you know, series of targets and series of, you know, things that I can look at and, you know, reminders of, you know, where my path is. And that's been really helpful.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's always that period of over the Christmas break, a lot of people, that's when they have their holidays.
Yeah.
So they're off work between Christmas and New Year and maybe early into the New Year. So I always think it's that there's a little bit of a kind of a decompression. And so, as you say, it's a little bit of a restart.
It depends what type of work you do. So if you're working for someone and your work is predestined,
yep.
Well then, you know, I suppose, you know, there is elements of goal setting there and all of that depends on what it is that you do. But if you're working for yourself, if you're part of that, you know, sort of gig culture, freelancing culture, or, you know, working gig to gig, you know, there's definitely more of a reason to seriously look at, you know, what your activity is going to be, and what goals you want to kick, to ensure that you're able to continue the line of work in the gig economy that you were doing previous to the new year. So
yeah, I mean, my thing is, it's just, you know, it's one of those things where a lot of people have their resolutions, but there's also, I mean, I commented in the newsletter, is that there's a lot of people who kind of bemoan the past, and they're like, I remember it so vividly at the end of 2019, which was everybody just like, fuck this year, you know, bring on 2020. They literally were like, just on Facebook, it was just like, this year's been shit, yeah. Bring on 2020. Yeah. And I go, how'd that turn out for you?
Yeah.
And it's like, stop entering the new year because the previous one was shit, because the whole year wasn't shit. Some things might have happened that were bad, but focus on the positive things and build on them. Because if you're always
only person that makes a year shit is yourself.
Well, I mean, really? Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, you just look, some bad things can happen, but I just look at it and go, look, I think I said it in the newsletter, if you think about red cars, you'll be driving around and all you'll see is red cars.
Yeah.
And if you focus on the negative, you'll be drawn to the negative. And it's just like, you know, try to learn from things that don't work out the way you want them to work out, and focus on the positive things, the things you do want to work out, you know, the things you want to achieve or do. Yeah. And, you know, then your attention is drawn to those things. But if you're always looking for the negative in a situation, you'll see the negative.
Yeah.
And so, like, if you're looking at 2019, 2022 and going, that year was shit, bring on the next one. It's just like, same thing will happen. You'll get to the end of this one and you'll be looking at the negative. So, I mean,
I think a lot of people, like, especially with 2019 and 2020, as well as the pandemic, I think that because that was the start and the height of it, really, I think a lot of people were really making a noise about those years being shit, because a lot of people that they obviously held dear to their heart, like celebrities and musicians and whatever, a lot of people died.
Yeah, but this is 2019. This is before the pandemic.
Oh, right.
That was the ironic thing. It was like, look how 2020 turned out. You thought 2019 was bad. No, no, 2020 was shit. Like, well, you know, and if you got to 2021 and the problem with, we got to the end of 2021 and you go, 2020 was shit. It's like, we're not through this thing yet.
Yeah.
You know, like, just stop worrying about don't worry about what the last year was like. Yeah. This is, again, it's like getting to the...
But again, though, you know, people would be saying, you know, generally people would be saying that a year is, you know, a particular year is shit because of things that aren't actually in their control. Which shows there's a lot of people in this world that are worrying about things that are completely out of their control.
Yes.
Rather than, you know, doing something about the things that they can control.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, I think what you were saying about goal setting, it's like that is focusing on the positive. Yeah. That is focusing on, okay, what have I done? What worked in the last year? What didn't work? What do I want to do better at? You know, what can I move forward on? Like that, what you're talking about in terms of like using the new year as an opportunity to reset or refocus, that's you know, absolutely cool. I mean, my thing is don't wait. I don't know if you can hear that. There's a whole bunch of Corellas coming over at the moment. And they're like, they're in my headphones at least.
Oh, hang on. Yeah, you can hear it.
That's you can cool. hear it, but I'm not. You know, I'm interested to see if it translates to tape, so to speak.
Wow!
Not that we're on tape, but you know what I mean. Hard drive. But yeah, you know, I mean, I think my big thing is a lot of people. It's like the quit smoking thing. Is if you want to quit smoking, just do it now. Just do it now. You don't have to wait for the new year. Like you're going to be hungover on the first. You're not going to be in your routine. No. You're not going to be in your routine. Routine is what habits and routine, like building habits.
Yeah.
And the worst thing is that Christmas and New Year break habits because you get out of your routine, your habits kind of fall apart, you sleep in a little bit longer, you stay up a bit later, you eat a little bit worse. It's the 1st of January is the last day you want to be trying to start a new habit. It's an awful day to start a new habit. It's not necessarily a bad time to be, as you were talking about, setting a goal and thinking, okay, cool, I'll start, you know, formulating a plan, and you spend the first week of the new year just working out how that plan's going to work.
Yeah.
But if you're like, I'm going to exercise every day, you're not exercising on the first. Most people aren't. Most people are hungover.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not. I don't drink. But, you know, it's like those people, you know, it's just do it now. Stop talking about it and just do it. But talking about the new year, I'm thinking, well, podcast initially.
Yeah.
But what I should do is that.
Oh. Did you hear that? Getting some more water.
Fizzy.
Fantastic.
Hear that? Swepervescence.
Well, this is live. It's.
Yeah. Indeed.
Oh, beautiful stuff. Beautiful stuff.
I'm going to reach through there and just, all I've done is done a little quick flick on the camera so we get it all on tape. I've got a camera that only records for 30 minutes at a time, but that tells us we're around the 30-minute mark. What I'll mention at this point is today's episode is brought to you by In the City, by Soul Trader. Go and have a listen. There'll be a link on the podcast page. It's on Spotify. Go and check it out. Let us know what you think. It's a song about people doing their thing, and we've just been talking about people doing their thing and all the different people out there and living their own little lives. It's a perfect song to accompany this conversation. But let's look maybe at the future of the podcast.
Yeah, okay.
What we're planning in season 3.
Series 3, season 3. however you want to name it. I think we should just do away with seasons and series and just go by numbers.
It's episode 1,554,627.
Yeah, that's all right.
Imagine how old we'd be then.
Well, yeah. We would be implanted in a computer chip and just talking incessantly ad infinitum forever.
We'd just be like two brains in
two
jars.
Two brains. It would make scintillating video. Yeah,
we'd be connected up to like a voice box. We could pick whose voice we wanted.
Oh, yes.
It'd be like Stephen Hawking.
I was thinking more Morgan Freeman. Everything sounds more smart if you do it in a Morgan Freeman voice.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true. Or David Attenborough.
Oh, yeah. Barack Obama, but not David Beckham.
No.
He has the most awful speaking voice. Poor guy.
Yes.
Poor guy.
Good thing he can kick a goal.
He can kick a goal. He can bend it like Beckham, but he can't talk like him.
No.
But the future of the podcast. Well, I suppose in the immediate future, we just keep doing it.
People have got to give their opinion.
Yeah.
Comment on our social media posts whether we should keep with seasons, which
or
would basically.
Series.
Every year would be a new season, series, whatever.
Yeah.
You can choose either one. We've been going with season, but you can give us your feedback, or should we just, you know, pile up the numbers and call it episode, you know.
436. I mean, it just has gravitas to it.
Maybe, though, you can actually have seasons and just have the number increase. Do you know what I mean? So it has a precursor, like the album by Soul Trader, but it can have it could be like season two. So season one had, I don't know how many episodes it had.
30.
So 30. And then it's season two, episode 31.
Well, then why have the season?
I don't know, just to give you kind of maybe, I don't know. I was just thinking.
You know what I mean? It's just, I mean, a season being an indicator of the year, but, yeah,
I guess if you don't know what year it started, then it doesn't matter.
Well, I suppose you don't really care, you know.
I think, though, the thing is it might lead back to what you were just talking about, though, that with the new year, it's like a new beginning, and you can kind of go look back and go, "Oh, I like what they did with the podcast in season four or season three." You know, like I liked the format and I liked what they were doing, and because we're going to talk about some things we're going to do this year, but it might be that each year it evolves, and so it might be these episodes, but you look at each season as an opportunity to do things slightly differently. So maybe that's where you could keep the seasons, but the numbers just add up. So you can go, hey, they've done 400 podcasts and we're in season 12.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Because we were talking about doing some stuff. So in the past we've done a few random interviews with people when we've had the opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
And some of those have been on Zoom, some of them have been in person. And then we've just riffed on a bunch of shit.
I like riffing on shit. I love it. But yeah, having people putting their guests putting their specific spin on a particular topic or a variety of topics is also good as well. But I think one of the things that we should do for the podcast from now on would be to have a live sort of strum fest, you know, get the guitars out and, you know, maybe do some stuff in that regard, you know.
Strum fest.
I don't know, you know, just get the guitar out.
Is there
out
a
and
festival
just
in the world called Strum Fest?
Well, if not, we'll create one. But
Strum Fest, no finger picking allowed.
Yes. Yes, none of you bloody folky bastards. Just get a pick and whack it. Grab your guitar and whack it. But I mean it'd be good to have, say for instance, there was a song idea that you were working on and it's like, oh, check this out, Corey. You get the guitar out and you play the idea live. What do you reckon? Oh, that, well, that, yeah, that sounds...
And shit. short.
Sounds all right.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast.
let's see what the listeners think. I don't know. I just think that there's an element of guitar work that is missing in the podcast, and I suppose I'm inspired by that. Inspired by Justin Hawkins from The Darkness with his YouTube channel, because he always, you know, he uses his guitar, you know, as an intro, you know,
and an outro.
And when he does reaction videos, he's trying to play along and all of that sort of stuff. And I just love the way that, you know, he just does it, because there's no script. No, I mean, maybe there's a little bit of talking points, but there's no script, no anything. He's just riffing, and it's just him.
Yeah.
And he's just such a, you know, he just seems like such a cool guy. And you would imagine that if you were down the pub and you saw him there and you walked up and talked to him, talking to him would be the same as watching one of his YouTube videos, because he would be conversing in that manner. I don't think he's putting on an act or anything like that. So I think, you know, maybe that's something to think about as well.
Yeah, I think, I mean, we have spoken about that, in the past as being something we want to kind of introduce. We were talking about it actually earlier off air before we. So basically, if you watch the videos for this episode, you'll see we're in a not dissimilar, you know, kind of setup. At least visually, from the camera's perspective, as we were in kind of season one, in the original kind of podcast with the guitar wall and things like that. But we were talking about the fact that we are looking, with the space that I've got here at my new place, going to be building out kind of a podcast set, so to speak.
Yeah.
And setting that up so we could... have a bit more freedom to, I think, do those things you're talking about more easily. I mean, we could do it here.
Yeah, well, no.
We'd be a little bit cramped.
Here would be a little bit cramped, yeah.
But
we want to have a little bit of space.
We're looking to, expand out what we're doing, kind of not intentionally make it kind of more slick and professional, but make it more slick and professional just in the process.
Or just have more room to sort of stretch your arms out.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Without knocking anything.
Yeah. Exactly.
Without knocking your glass over.
Exactly.
Or anything like that. Yeah.
You know, so we're going to have a bit more room and, have a bit more of a setup where we can kind of, plug in guitars, chat about songs, stuff we're working on, as you say, new ideas potentially as well, and do a bit of that. In the current setup right here, guests would be a little bit problematic, but as we kind of move to kind of creating that set, we'll look to do some more stuff with guests. If we have an opportunity, obviously, to do something with a guest where we can kind of go kind of remotely, you know, take some mics and a laptop and, go to their studio or their space and have a conversation, we'd certainly be up to do that. And obviously there's the opportunity to potentially do a Zoom type conversation as well, especially at Corey's house with his blistering fast fiber to the premises.
Yep.
Internet. So it's like a big deep breath.
There will be an opportunity pretty soon to maybe do some stuff at the new shed/studio that I'll be building out the back.
Yeah.
So I've got an old shed out the back of the house at the moment, which is going to be pulled down, and a bigger shed will go in its place, and that will then have power to it. It'll be lined. It'll be all set up as a really nice recording, rehearsal, live streaming suite. And I suppose with the right lighting, you know, do a podcast in there as well.
It definitely takes the right lighting to get
that. Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. Absolutely. I mean, I have to look into.
Doesn't affect the audio quality, but you know, when we put some videos online,
sure,
we don't want to look like dog shit. I mean,
no.
You know, it takes a really good filter over the camera to make us look good.
So, you know, I think, I mean, that'll be good for the recording side.
Absolutely.
Of what we're doing, you know, musically, which is really exciting. And, you know, just another way in which, you know, we can further the cause of Soul Trader, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, in terms of... it's exciting times ahead. It's not all going to happen overnight, but it will happen. And it's and now we've kind of got the foundations or the bones to kind of,
yeah,
you know, to yeah, do that
to move forward.
Another thing we have discussed about, you know, doing with the podcast, you know, along with us, kind of, you know, yeah, we'd like to get to a point where maybe doing like an interview per month.
Yeah.
Once we've got the space to do that efficiently. And then we're also thinking of, you know, we'll be talking about some of the stuff each month that we've kind of got going on with Soul Trader and what we've been up to, and we'll be riffing on shit as well, random topics, and we've got a fair few in mind. But we're also interested to kind of maybe, you know, get some engagement from the audience in terms of, you know, if we're going to talk about a topic, you know, put that out in advance and get, you know, other musicians we know, but also, you know, members of the general public.
Oh, look.
Just
put your thoughts, feelings there.
Whether you're a musician, yeah, or whether you're just a fan of Soul Trader, or whether you're just a fan of kind of people talking shit. But, you know, I mean, some of the things we've spoken about, you know, that will potentially come up this year is, you know, well, AI has been kind of on our list of, you know, because it's on everybody's list at the moment in terms of AI creation of stuff and
getting into that big time.
You know, that's
great.
So, you know, it's a kind of topic where we might kind of lob it out to through our social media and, you know, get your input. And that can be input in the form of a social media comment that we'll kind of read out on the podcast. It could be an audio recording that you could send us, which we can incorporate into the podcast, or even a video recording that we can obviously include in the audio section, but also as part of something we put on YouTube, the videos from the podcast. So we just thought we'd you know, trial that this season. As I was saying before, I mean, it's kind of something we'll see how that kind of goes and, you know, see if you're interested to kind of, yeah, just throw your two cents in the mix. And there's a whole range of kind of topics that we haven't discussed yet in the podcast. People selling their back catalogs and, you know, big artists selling their back catalogs, things like that, where you might have an opinion on it because you're passionate about music and your favourite artist has sold his back catalog for $300 million and ridden off into the sunset. You know, you might have an opinion on that, and we thought it'd be interesting to kind of hear some of those opinions and include them in the podcast. So, yeah, I think there's some kind of interesting little ideas ahead, and kind of see how that goes.
Yeah.
I guess the other thing to kind of cover in said podcast, this first podcast back, would be, besides my rings that are jangling together and the fact that I've got a ring coming out, if anybody's into rings who's listening to the podcast, hopefully you're hearing this close to the time it's released, I've got a ring coming out. A ring that you wear on your finger. If you go onto our social media, you'll see. I'm just
not a cock ring, really. Like, you're not talking about your Prince Albert or anything like that.
I don't know what I was thinking.
No, I was thinking. I knew exactly what you were thinking.
No, I was actually thinking.
You were thinking of your OnlyFans channel. That's what
I was thinking of, like ring ring, and I was thinking, you know, Soul Trader bicycle ring that, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're the one that took it below the belt. I was not thinking of that at all.
That's my job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's a great company that make rings called Crooked Howlett Designs. They're based in Sydney. They had a design competition. I was in the top 50 with the design I came up with. And it didn't win. They had a first and a second, but it was there was a few others that they really like where they also bring them to kind of market for kind of 24-hour specials. And my ring is supposed to be coming for a 24-hour special. So,
well, in the socials, yeah. You'll
find all about that.
You'll find out all about that but getting there and buy yourself a part of Simon's brain.
It'll have the Soul Trader logo on the inside. It'll be like a really exclusive thing. So down the track, when Soul Trader have got all these fans, you'll be able to say, oh, I've got the ring, and then you'll be able to auction it off for like gazillion dollars.
Oh, it's on the inside, it's not on the outside. So it's not like a phantom ring where you punch someone in the face and you've got the mark of Soul Trader on.
I have thought about that.
That would be cool, though.
But you'd have to have the ring, it would have to be a mirror image then.
Oh, yeah, true.
You know, so when you punch, it's the right way around. And then when somebody says, why is the logo back to front? Bang.
That's right.
That's why.
Yeah.
That's for asking
stupid bloody questions.
But actually, it wouldn't actually matter, would it? Because the Soul Trader logo is reversible, so therefore you could just it wouldn't matter.
Oh, just punch underneath.
It's not going to matter. It would work actually. I might actually get them to make me a ring with a Soul Trader logo on it because that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah,
they'll make stuff custom. So yeah, anyway, that's one thing. But what I was going to say is kind of what's coming up for Soul Trader. Now that you're, you've only just got settled in, just got your studio kind of. Set up and kind of ready to be able to flick the switch. I think you were saying you were doing a little bit of stuff this afternoon.
Yeah, I started doing a little bit of stuff this afternoon before I came over to your place to record this. So
some of the stuff we were doing in, like once I moved here, like September.
Yeah,
we did a few sessions here where we just started kind of rolling through some stuff. Oh man!
Oh, the Eloise session.
Oh damn! I was getting really excited. Yeah. Like it's one of these things where I'm bursting at the seams to get this stuff out, but it's we've got to my voice has got to be right to finish it off.
Yeah.
And then obviously there's a bit of a process to kind of go from okay, it's finished now, mix it, you know, master release and that kind of thing. But oh, it's sounding good. Things are sounding good. There's some nuggets of gold.
Yeah.
Kind of falling out when we're in the room together, which is nice because
yeah. Well, it's a process, isn't it? You know, we were sort of sorting out what that process is, and you know, that particular session, the Eloise session, sort of everything just all came together, and it's like, okay, well, we just keep on doing that, and from that process, you know, some creative magic happens from that. And that, you know, I mean, I thought that was extremely productive.
Oh,
and
that was.
We just got to keep on doing more of that.
That was a session where you, where it was like you discover what's required.
Yeah.
Where you were suddenly like, that's it. Like you just kind of, it became very clear as to how we could work, sitting in a room together.
Yeah.
Working through a song.
Yeah,
you know, it wasn't like we came in with a blank slate. We had a few ideas there already, and it was like a build session on some initial ideas.
Yeah,
but it was just a really nice, kind of back and forth, I guess. Which, you know, I mean, no secrets. It was effectively kind of you at the keyboard or the computer, me kind of saying, how about we do this? Or take a bit of that out, put a little bit of this. What about this idea? Throwing ideas at you and then, you know, you translating the kind of the muck that comes out of my brain into, oh, you mean like this? And I go, no, like a bit, and I, you know, like sing a melody or, you know, and, like that. Oh, like that. And I go, yeah, that's the one. Yeah, like, and let's, you know, and then working on the sounds and things like that. So it was a bit of a, just a back and forth. I'm trying to think what the best kind of analogy is, but it's just like
Minority Report.
I was thinking it was like you were a medium, and I was like, I was trying to communicate with the computer,
channeling,
You were just like, okay, I'm getting a message here from the other side. Okay, he wants a keyboard line.
Right.
But it was kind of like that, and you know, because obviously your musical ability in terms of being able to play the piano. I play guitar and sing, basically. You know, mess around on keyboard a little bit, but not yet in a capable way. And you play bass, you play guitar, keyboard, and and you've also had a lot more kind of experience in that kind of studio environment, just messing around and being able to kind of translate ideas into, you know, into a song. And
you're no slouch either in terms of, you know, with the mix downs afterwards and stuff like
that.
I'm
better when the ideas are down, of stripping things out and kind of finding a balance of a little bit less of that. And that was part of it when we were doing it. It was just like, yeah, I like that idea, but maybe just in this section I'm a qualified audio engineer, and you know, that's what I did first thing out of school. So I've been doing it for a long time. And that's also, you know, potentially finding a sweet spot is that, you know, we layer the ideas down together, and, you know, you obviously spend some time doing some of the stuff, you know, by yourself, laying down some additional stuff. I'm laying down vocals, and then, you know, we get to a point where I'm mixing stuff while you're working on the next one, and then we come together and we build from there. So, yeah, the process, as I said, and as you said, that Eloise session kind of really clarified some stuff of how it can work for us as a kind of collaborative team. I mean, the songwriting thing we've discussed in the past has a bit of a process where, you know, often it's me coming in with an idea, but, you know, at where I get stuck and you kind of like nudge me over to, hey, what about this idea? What about that idea? And it moves forward. Yeah. And I feel like we may have found the similar sort of process.
Yeah, for the recording. And I suppose it's just a matter of, you know, both of us have a role to play.
Yeah.
And we just work to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, I think it works really well, and you guys will hear sort of the fruits of that once we start releasing. And the thing is that releasing the first, you know, from all of these sessions, releasing the first one is going to take the longest and will be the hardest. And then after that, you know, we'll have some sort of process and system within that to. Well, I suppose the goal is every 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, I think we've got a lot of songs already written that, you know, some of them I've been performing for a long time, but we've been performing at things like The Fringe. We've got plenty of songs. It's songs that, you know, and a whole range of different ones that resonate with different people. So you kind of get a sense of, hey, these are good songs. Yeah. There's
just
probably
the recorded nature has to catch up with the live performance aspect.
And look, there's no doubt that we would have released a song by now if my voice had been 100%. That's not even a question.
Sure.
It's just that I'm probably still not quite at the point. Yeah, I'm around the mark, I think, of doing like a final recorded vocal. And, you know, people kind of think, why can't you just do it? Yeah, but it's locked in stone forever. You know, a recording is final.
There's nothing worse than hearing a recording that you've done, and there's always a little element of in there that you cringe.
Yeah,
it's like you can't get that back.
Yes,
you know, it's just like, oh,
you can't unhear it.
Could have done that better. Could have done that better.
Yeah, and so basically, you know, and as I said, you've only just set up your new studio. We're just coming out of the Christmas period, but we're going to really start rolling this year, and. Yeah, I mean, we kind of hope you're along for the ride. We'll obviously talk about those songs once they get released. We'll chat. I mean, we've talked about the Eloise session, but we might talk a bit about how that song kind of unfolded once it's out, and you can kind of hear it, and we can kind of be talking about something you've heard rather than something you haven't heard. So we'll kind of break down those songs a little bit through the podcast, and you know, chat about them a little bit. There'll be plenty of stuff this year, and. Looking kind of forward to it.
Mm. So I mean, that's one of the big things that are going to be happening for 2023, as well as another trip to the UK.
Ireland as well, probably.
And Ireland as well. I mean, of course, you know, last year you went by yourself, but this year there's no reason for, you know, to hold me back. to come over with you. So that'll be fantastic. So we're currently sort of looking at opportunities to get in there and sort of trying to work out sort of a period of time, I suppose, and start, you know, reaching out to festivals, reaching out to different people that would be able to give us a hand, I suppose, when we lob over there.
Yeah.
Two Aussies lobbing over in the UK. You know, I'm sure that there'll be people there that'll give us the opportunities to show our stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to say, as I smashed my massive watch on the table as you were saying that, but I think the thing is that, you know, the podcast is definitely back as something, a regular kind of check-in for us and just an opportunity to kind of, you know, we often sit and chat anyway,
yeah,
about topics. So this is really just an on-mic opportunity for us to riff on some things, a great opportunity to, as Corey mentioned, you know, meet some other people and kind of get their perspective on things,
mm-hmm.
an opportunity for you guys to get involved. And music is going to be a big staple moving forward. It's been a long time since Soul Trader have laid some stuff down, but as I said, we've got this process, or as we both said, the process is falling into place and there's plenty of music to come. And we're going to be writing music faster than we can record it probably,
yeah.
Which is going to be the other challenge, is keep on getting stuff out. And the trips to the UK, Ireland, Europe, you know, possibly other places as well, mm-hmm. But definitely the UK stuff was a staple for the couple of years before COVID came along for myself. And then we're going to be building on that. And if you've seen...
Yeah, well, that'll be a foundation. I mean,
yeah,
everything else will go on top.
Exactly. So yeah. I think, you know, there's plenty to come this year and hopefully for years to come. But, you know, focusing on the next few months. If you're not already, you know, following us on social media, follow us there. But the main thing I would encourage is go to the website and join the mailing list, because that's really going to become the staple of where you can kind of find out what's going on in the Soul Trader world, as well as this podcast.
Yeah.
You know, so social media is there, but we also understand I've been taking a bit of a break from social media, just trying to back off it a little bit and kind of get creative again, get engaged in life again, and moving away from devices and things like that. And we want to let people do that as well. So, you know, subscribe to the podcast on your favourite platform and subscribe to our mailing list, and you'll be keeping up to date with everything that's kind of going on. And, yeah, we'd
love to have you on board. I suppose finally, you know, on behalf of me, and I'm sure I speak for Simon, that, you know, thank you so much for being on board. Thank you for listening to the previous podcasts and hopefully either rolling your eyes or having a chuckle. You know, it'd be great to have you guys stick around for the future podcasts. Also, too, I hope, sincerely hope that you've had a wonderful Christmas, really good New Year, and that 2023 is everything that you want it to be and a lot more. Because I know it will be for me, and I know it will be for Simon, for Soul Trader it will be as well. And we'll keep you informed on that. But thank you for being along for the ride. And I really sincerely mean that. And, yeah, I hope it all works out wonderfully for you.
Well, off the back of that, we look forward to chatting to you again next week.
Next week.
Yeah, signing off from the Soul Trader podcast.
No worries.
We'll talk to you then.
Ciao for now.
See ya.
You have been listening to the Soul Trader podcast, music, creativity, and other plans with your hosts, Simon James Betts and Corey Stewart. Be sure to check out soultradermusic.com and CoreyStewartOnline.com. See you next week.